This is Apollo 11 interview number 24 with Christopher Kraft. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. The mission calls for astronauts Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin to travel to lunar orbit. From there, Armstrong and Aldrin are to make the actual descent to the surface inside their four-legged lunar module. As on previous manned flights, control of the Apollo 11 mission will switch to NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas. Moments after launch, inside Apollo Mission Control, the flight director will assume control of all activities in space and on the ground. Christopher C. Kraft is Director of Flight Operations for the Manned Spacecraft Center. He was the initial flight director for Project Mercury and continued on through the Gemini program. While no longer an active flight director, Chris Kraft has six such men under him. All six will be operating during the upcoming moon landing attempt. What does it take to make a flight director, and what role do these men serve? Christopher Kraft.
It's like leading a symphony orchestra. You know, the leader doesn't really know how to play all those instruments, but he knows how to put it together. He knows what sounds to expect. And so the flight director has the same technique and the same capabilities of sounding out the systems and seeing, well, where do I really stand? And if this guy's got a problem, how does that affect what the guy's got to do in the computer? Because the guy that knows the engine doesn't know how the computer works. The guy that knows the computer doesn't know how the engine works. So the flight director has to intermingle those two guys and get the information passed between one and the other so that it can be used. Or the recovery situation. What are my problems in getting the vehicle down if we got an emergency situation? All of that, the trade-offs that have to be made in the operational decision the flight director is doing. He's really the leader, and he's making sure that everybody bangs that cymbal at the right time and gives him the right information. And it's an interesting job. The guys that do it get a great bang out of it. It's great responsibility, but it's a pretty exhilarating feeling to have accomplishment. Cliff Charlesworth, who turned out to be lucky enough to be the prime flight director on Apollo 11, is an extremely capable young man. Always has been, and has done a fabulous job since he's been with the program. But we got five others that are just as good as he is. And they'll all get involved in this flight because everybody wants to be a part of this, and I'm sure they will be. Glenn Lunny, who's a young man, has had great experience now and has done a great job. Gene Kranz, those three guys are the leaders. Kranz is the head of the whole flight control division, as a matter of fact, and he's sort of brought about many of the concepts that we've used, been with us from the beginning of the program. And then there are three younger men that have come along now from the beginning of Apollo, and Pete Frank and Milton Windler and Jerry Griffin, who three very sharp boys and have shown themselves to be very competent in the early Apollo flights. They're really great guys. All the flight controllers have shown themselves to be a pretty strong group of people.
NASA's Director of Flight Operations, Christopher Kraft. This has been a NASA Apollo 11 news feature. Willard Scott speaking.